Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The key epiphanies in my life was occurred the first year I was there working for the Celtics in January of that year, January 1971. Red was sitting in a box that he would sit at the Garden, and we were playing a team. I don't know who the other team was. I know it was not the Phoenix Suns, but I also know that Red's guest in his box was Jerry Colangelo, who at the time was the general manager of the Suns. And I got summoned in the middle of the first period. I got summoned by Red to the locker room. Now, I'd been working there maybe 5 months, not much more. I had certainly been in and out of the locker room a bunch of times, every game, but I had never been summoned to the locker room. And I was never in the locker room before with Red Auerbach all by ourselves. And he looks at me and he said, "You're a lawyer, right?" I said, "Well, sort of. What do you need?" Well, it turned out he had made a deal with Jerry Colangelo that involved a lot of contingencies, and he needed a lawyer. And the team's lawyer was a Sunday afternoon. The team's lawyer was somewhere skiing. And in 1972, if you were skiing, you might as well be on the moon. Couldn't reach him, couldn't reach the associates, any of the associates. And Red was stuck with me. He gave me a list of the term sheet of what they had agreed to. And as I said, it had contingencies. It was not all going to be determined that day. So we had to have something that was going to have a life to it. As it turns out, what we did, you couldn't do now. The league rules wouldn't allow you to do it, but they did then. And I left the office, the game was being played, went back to the, I left the locker room, went back to the office, found one of my friends from law school who had 5 months experience compared to my zero, and we cobbled together a contract. And ultimately, Jerry Colangelo signed it, and ultimately it was executed upon. And what it was the trading of the draft rights to Charlie Scott to Phoenix for Paul Silas. And that was a turning point for a number of things. That was a turning point for the team, and clearly a turning point for me, because Red was a smart guy. He used his personnel very effectively, and he looked and saw, wow, this is a guy, he's here every day. He did a pretty good job with this contract. And you know what? I'm already paying him. Sounds like a good idea. So that's how my career kind of got jump started. Let me tell you something about Red that people don't readily recognize. For a guy who had the success that he had, and for a guy who had the ego that he had, that he needed to have, it's a surprise to people to realize that he had holes in his game that he knew about. He knew he wasn't particularly good at this or that or something else, and he hired people to fill those roles. And that was a great opportunity for me, because he hired me in that context. And my career evolved as the business was evolving. There's no better way to learn than to be a participant in something like running a team franchise when nobody else really knows how to do it either. We made mistakes, and for the most part, we did pretty well with that.
Hey, it's Nick, and I've got something exciting to share with you all this week. If you're anything like me, you're always on the lookout for fun and simple ways to play daily fantasy sports. Let me tell you, you have to check out my new go-to place. That's Prize Picks. Seriously, this is the most fun I've had playing fantasy sports and winning up to 25 times my money this football season. And here's how it works. You can select two or more players, like for instance, say Saquon Barkley for more than 60 yards. Then just pick more or less on their projected stats and submit your entry. It's that easy. And the best part? It's just you against the numbers. No pros, no sharks, no tricks, right? It's just you against the established numbers. Recently, I tried out their weekly promotion, and you know what? Taco Tuesday is where it's at. Every Tuesday, Prize Picks discount select player projections up to 25% to give even more value. So not only is it easy and thrilling, but there's potential for some really serious returns on your entries. And if you've played with other platforms in the past, let me tell you what. Once I switched to Prize Picks, I genuinely thought, why the heck did I wait so long? Now here's the cherry on top of the cake for you all. Go to prizepicks.com/CLNS and use the code CLNS for a first-time deposit match up to $100. Yep, you heard that right, folks. Again, that's prizepicks.com/CLNS. Use the code CLNS. And always remember, daily fantasy sports is made easy with Prize Picks.